Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The death toll continues to rise in South Korea, where a jetliner slid off a runway in the southern city of Muwon and erupted into flames. 47 people now confirmed dead. BBC's Kyun Jong Kim.
Emergency services were attempting to rescue people first in the tail section of the aircraft, but the number of casualties is expected to rise as rescue efforts progress to the front and middle sections of the aircraft.
CBS's Jerika Duncan tells us Russian President Vladimir Putin has broken his silence on the deadly crash of an Azerbaijani airliner over Kazakhstan.
After 3 days of silence, Russian President Vladimir Putin today apologized to Azerbaijan for the Christmas Day crash of a passenger jet over Russian airspace. 38 of the 67 people on board were killed, but Putin did not take responsibility for the crash. Aviation experts and U.S. officials believe a Russian air defense missile mistakenly downed the jet.
Severe storms with tornadoes are rampaging through Gulf Coast states. CBS's Kati Weiss is in Louisiana.
An outbreak of tornadoes is tearing through the South tonight.
That's just crazy. You can see some debris just flying around.
The severe weather thundering across Texas, pounding areas with high winds and large hail. Omar Godoy watched a tornado barrel towards his Houston home.
And we just started seeing the breeze just turning, and then out of nowhere you just see the funnel just come down and just touch ground.
One person was killed by the tornadoes in the Houston area. A high-speed train and a fire truck collided in Delray Beach, Florida today, causing injuries to 15 people but no deaths.
They like crashed and it was like kaboom.
Three fire rescue workers were among the injured. A gas station in Northern California town of Cottonwood sold the only winning ticket from last night's Mega Millions jackpot.
As of Saturday afternoon, the California Lottery says nobody has claimed the $1.2 billion prize just yet. They do have a year to come forward from the date of the drawing.
We have a really rigorous vetting process to protect the integrity of the win and make sure the legitimate winner is named. And that usually takes a couple of months. So it may be some time before we know who this winner is.
KHSL-TV reporter Blake Mayfield. It's been Good Riddance Day in New York's Times Square.
Debts, few issues, and wars.
Racist attacks, wars, crimes.
Living for others' expectations and letting fear of judgment stop me from taking chances and pursue the life I want.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Max Inc. Radio. The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Oh, Two in a row, it's a double dip celebration of New Year's Eve with VO5. They're live this New Year's Eve at the Concourse Hotel. More information and also that interview we did with Kat in November on MaxIncRadio.com. This hour's New Year's Eve plan generator and also a link to the local stuff is powered by Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown sides. Search Doughboys Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. Next up, we have Wheelhouse and Frank Martin Bush. Why two in a row? Well, here in the after hours, we do what we want. Also, Frank Martin Bush is live at the same celebration at the Concourse Hotel on New Year's Eve. This is Hungover and Brokenhearted on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. Follow along with Max Inc. Radio on all the social media things. You saw the post that outlines all the amazing local artists we interviewed this year. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, swing by your favorite social media thing. Type in Max Inc. Radio and kapow, local music will just start gushing out. Like Jeffrey James' show. He has new music and a new album. Find out more at maxincradio.com.
I've been traveling for far too long. The body can't keep up with the mind and soul in time. And time again, I fall back down. And where to begin? The bright of the light or the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. And the bright of the light or the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah. If you've been struggling or feeling down, know this too shall pass, cause it cannot last. For a flower can grow in soil that's dead. So uproot yourself and make peace in your head. For the bright of the light or the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. In the bright of the light or the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah.
Thank you.
That was the big payback on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. Now it's time to do a tip of the hat to the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha with the Driveway Thrift Dwellers and the King of Milwaukee on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get the truth out of her. Oh, you won't party. Party, Walden!
that it's down. She's a gaslighting woman. Yeah, she's a gaslighting woman. Yeah, she's a gaslighting woman. From her as you can do. She's a gaslighting woman. She's a gaslighting woman. She's a gaslighting woman. She'll tell your friends you hurt her so.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Toes.
bluesy things in a row. The Blues Disciples, then Blythe Gamble, bring us back from break. Want to connect yourself to the blues scene here in Madison? You can do it with the MadisonBluesSociety.org website. We talked to them a while back, and you can listen to that interview again at MagsIncRadio.com. Check on the full list that was put out there on the social media things with your eyes, and you can see all the connections to all the bluesy goodness right here in Madison. This local blues block of music is brought to you in this half hour by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. We keep you connected to those bluesy things with the Cashbox Kings in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Sings out of tune till she howls at the moon. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday that maybe my baby becomes a true lady and brings herself back.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah.
is what we came for. I don't know if we're ever gonna be here again. My lady, this is what we made for. I keep rolling like we're never gonna be here again. On this river, you're riding through the Everglades, and I wonder about all the decisions I made. And you found me, I was standing at the gates of hell, and my people were praying that the wishing well. And I still don't know where I am. Could you help me out of this jam again? There's a long, long way left to go. Will you run with me? I just gotta know. Could you help me from falling in apart? Here on my sleeve I'm wearing my heart. I still don't know where I am. Could you help me out of this jam again? Help me out of this jam again. Help me out of this jam again. Help me out of this jam again. Help me out.
Number two of an extended version of a special edition of the Max Inc. Radio After Hours show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The Mustache takes us to break. Sweet Potato Fries. We are local music.
Trans fat. I said, Alchemy,
cooking in the back. Sweet potato fried with no trans fat. All you ladies in here looking for a ride. No need to worry, the mustache will provide. Set 1980 Atwood Avenue. Alchemy is the silkiest venue.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
At some point, you'll need to take money out of your IRA and 401k. What should you know about these mandatory withdrawals? First, they're called required minimum distributions, or RMDs, and you must start taking them when you're 73, or if you were born in 1960 or later, 75. RMDs apply to your traditional IRA and 401k, but not your Roth IRA or Roth 401k. The amount you take out is based on your account balance and age, but if you don't take out the required amount each year, you could face a 25% penalty. You can withdraw more than your RMD each year, but keep in mind that your withdrawals are taxable. When you inherit an IRA or 401k, you still must take RMDs, but you typically must take out all the money within 10 years. After you've started taking RMDs, you must do so by the end of each year. So, if you haven't taken them for 2024, you may need to act quickly. Learn as much as you can about them. You'll want to make the right moves at the right time. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Heather Bosch. At least 62 people died when a jetliner crashed after skidding off a runway in South Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen explains.
With all but two Thai passengers on board registered as South Korean nationals, the Jeju Air flight from Bangkok was attempting to land at Muan International Airport. After a landing gear failure, it suffered severe damage as it crashed into a fence and perimeter wall and caught fire.
181 passengers and crew were on board. Here in the U.S., storms along the Gulf Coast are among the challenges for holiday air travelers. More from CBS's Carrie Corrado.
Here at Newark Airport, holiday travelers are battling long lines, crowded terminals, and weather interruptions. For many, it's been stress-free.
It hasn't been busy. The roads have been wonderful.
AAA predicts 119 million people are traveling through New Year's Day.